Welcome to the podcast Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now with Elizabeth Wille. Every month, Elizabeth takes you through an issue which she has come across in her Gestalt praxis, read about, or simply bumped into just living life. The topics are related to mental well-being, existential questions, what makes your life meaningful, and also what makes it heavy. Every episode is designed around the same set of headline, which hopefully will make it easier for you to make sense of what you hear. You can read much more about Elizabeth and how she works on her website, willegestalt.eu.
Hi again, and welcome to the December episode of Gestalt Therapy, Living Here Now. We are getting close to Christmas, and my brilliant podcast editor, Lila, said, why don't you do something about Christmas? Many people find that time of year difficult. First I thought, yes, of course, I will do that. But then I realized that, for sure, it was not that simple. You will probably find as many views on Christmas as we are human beings on this earth. But I do come across many people who find Christmas time to be challenging. There are so many degrees of this and so many reasons. And then, of course, there are the pure Christmas lovers who just love it and never have had any problems during this time of year. Well, I will talk about Christmas. Let's get on with it. Figure of today. Today's episode of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now is called Is Christmas a Test for You? My inspiration for looking at Christmas in this way came because I earlier this week had to do an accreditation for delivery of well-being trainings for the EU institutions. An accreditation is a kind of exam or test, and I actually decided 5 or 6 years ago when I became a Gestalt therapist that that should be my last exam. But, you have a viewpoint till you get a new. So I was taking this accreditation, this exam or test, and at the same time I was sort of thinking a bit about Lila and the Christmas podcast idea. And suddenly it became clear to me that for many of us, Christmas is also a kind of test. We do have to do it every year. And there are many different ingredients in this Christmas test. Family. Maybe too much time together with the family, maybe missing family because you're not able to be together with your family, or everything in between, traveling or moving around. For many people, Christmas is also about traveling and in conditions where many other people travel. So airports are full, trains are packed, and in some parts of the world, the weather is often not really easy travel weather. Finances. Maybe spending a lot of money on gifts, or maybe having very different viewpoints on how much to spend on gifts, food, travel, and so on. Alcohol. In many parts of the world, Christmas is connected to having a glass, or in some cases, many glasses. And for some people, this both creates worries and complications during and also before and after Christmas. Food waste is one of the last elements which I heard from a client, and I can clearly see how this could be challenging when families coming together have different views on this matter. Well, I guess the number of ingredients are endless. You're welcome to add to the list yourself. But to cut it short, the figure of today is if Christmas feels like a test for you. How is this important? How is it important to you if Christmas feels like a test? Well, I can tell you, it was important for me to succeed in this test or accreditation earlier this week. And I guess this is how it works with tests. There is a possibility we might fail, and we would so much like to pass. So if we look at Christmas as a test, there is a possibility we might fail. We might simply not pass the big Christmas test. And what do we do then? How do we deal with that? When we look at an event like Christmas as a test, it's given that we also have a right and a wrong result. exactly like the result of the 2 plus 2 is 4. Or at least that's how we easily end up feeling. And for some of us, we have already experienced failing in that one. And we have had Christmases where some of the ingredients did not work well together, or one of them completely overwhelmed the whole Christmas experience. Furthermore, for many people, Christmas is a dilemma. We look forward to it and we fear it. Or we look forward to certain elements of the Christmas, for example, seeing family, but at the same time, there might be certain parts which you fear, like, for example, your flight will be cancelled due to bad weather, and that will be chaos. So there are many, many different and mixed feelings, which for some people can be difficult to handle. And a dilemma has, per definition, no right or wrong solution. So this might make the Christmas test impossible to solve. Whew! Sounds like we just should cancel Christmas. What can we do? Is there another way which could help us manage some of the pitfalls, difficulties, the challenges, the dilemmas? A bit about what's Gestalt in all of this. Well, there is so much Gestalt in Christmas. And in the interactions, or maybe the lack of interactions, we have at that time of year. If we are with family, that's the perfect time to have a look at what happens to us when we are in the oldest, maybe most stuck relations we have. What kind of patterns do we have in these family relations? Which roles do we almost automatically, and maybe with absolutely no awareness, slide into again? We often go on autopilot instead of having attention and awareness on what we need, would like, or what we feel like. Well, this is probably the most difficult setting to act in new ways and to shake the stock relations a bit, to stop the autopilot and have an aware Christmas. But back to the test, and if we feel like Christmas is a test for us, what now if we could start looking at Christmas as an experiment instead of a test? In the Gestalt sessions I do with clients, we sometimes do activities together. And in Gestalt, we do not call these exercises or tests. We always call them experiments. And this in many ways opens up what happens in the sessions. With an experiment, there is no right and wrong result. We have no fixed ideas of what comes out of the experiment. What is sure is that we always will learn something, and we do never expect a certain outcome. In this way, it's absolutely impossible to fail. What if we could rephrase our Christmas question to, is Christmas an experiment for you? Just chew a bit on which difference this would make for you. If you had no fixed ideas of what should come out of it, what should happen during Christmas, how would that be? If you could go through Christmas and just be open for whatever would happen, just taking everything, the travel, the family or the lack of family, the food, the alcohol, maybe even the COVID situation, as it comes, keeping an open, aware mind. Maybe you would even learn something new during this old tradition. I don't know if it's possible to change expectations, feelings, sensations around such an old tradition. But I do know that for many people it would be helpful to take everything as it comes, moment by moment, also during Christmas. And having this thought in mind that it's an experiment might help you not just to get through it, but maybe even enjoy it. Closing the Gestalt. It will be Christmas, that's for sure. I have already put up Christmas lights outside. They are very important for me in this dark time of year. I look at them and I enjoy them. I do hope that you will find an approach for Christmas which for you can make it, or at least parts of it, enjoyable. We're getting to the end of this episode, but before I leave you today, I would like to let you know that podcast is taking a break in January So the next episode of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now will be in February 2022. So hang on, we will be back. And when we start again, it will be with a new season. Well, sounds a bit like Netflix or something, right? But anyway, a new season where I hope I will be able to have some guests from time to time. So it's not only good old me you listen to. Hope to have you all back for season 2 of Gestalt Therapy Living Here and Now at the start of February 2022. This was all for today and for this year. I wish you all a very enjoyable Christmas and a very happy new year. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show via your podcast app of choice. Should you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with Elisabeth Wille. You will find all the needed details on the website willegestalt.eu. Just a quick disclaimer, all case stories are anonymized and no clients directly quoted without prior written consent. And remember, any information you hear on this podcast, see on the Wille Gestalt website, Facebook page or Instagram, is for information purposes only and should never be a substitute for actual mental and or medical advice from a doctor, psychiatrist or any other health professional.